This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's almost time, New York City. TikTok, TikTok kids. This is a team that had championship aspirations coming into the season. And now we're talking about the Pistons? If the Knicks fell short, were to fall well short of their championship aspirations and short of contention, it will be time for the Knicks head coach to see his end as Knicks head coach. What's up? This is EJ Stewart. I'll be with you for the next 4 hours. We have plenty to get to on this show. Number to call in, 888-808-1019. Plenty to get to, including a former head coach who exposed today that he knows nothing about Knicks fans or New York City. Also, some encouraging signs I've seen from both the Mets and the Yankees as we enter the early part of this baseball season. And I want to see the Giants boss up. I think there's a boss move that the Giants could make this upcoming draft that I think would really shift a lot of the pessimism around this organization and turn it into positivity. Because that's what I'm about. Positivity here on this Sunday morning. Again, number to call in, 888-808-1019. Let's get it. The Detroit Pistons over the New York Knicks? The Detroit Pistons! It sounds ridiculous, and in a large part, it is ridiculous. The Pistons are a team that the Knicks are set to play in this first round of the NBA playoffs after the NBA regular season wraps up later today with the Knicks facing the Brooklyn Nets. Pistons-Knicks set already for the first round. Knicks 3 seed, Pistons 6 seed. Detroit's a team that has not been to the playoffs since 2019. They have just 2 postseason appearances since 2010. And 0 playoff series wins since 2008. But if you were to listen to the pundits, you would think the New York Knicks are underwhelming underdogs. In fact, you would think the Knicks are playing against the 96 Bulls. Because somehow, everyone seems to want to talk about how great the Detroit Pistons are.
I don't think they're good enough to advance in the second round. That's just me
personally. Probably not.
So you'd have them losing to Detroit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Kate, hell yeah. Ooh. Isaiah Stewart, oh, yes.
This is a nightmare scenario for this New York Knicks team to be facing this Detroit Pistons squad.
Nightmare scenario. That's where we are. Nightmare scenario. Shaquille O'Neal, the first person you heard in that clip on Inside the NBA. Second person was Dennis Dodd from Dennis from NBA Countdown. Nightmare scenario is not what we're hearing about the New York Knicks facing the Detroit Pistons. And to me, I love the saying, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And to me, that is what you hear in those comments. I really could talk a bunch about how ridiculous that is, and maybe we'll get to how ridiculous it is. But to me, that's almost irrelevant. The Pistons are not like that, okay? I mean, I follow the NBA. I love the NBA, and the Pistons have had a really great season. They've been one of the better stories in the NBA. But we're not talking about the 86 Celtics here, okay? The Knicks are not facing some juggernaut. That's just not the situation. But I say play stupid games, win stupid prizes, because this Knicks team with Tom Thibodeau as head coach that came into the season with title aspirations has left so much to be desired from people who thought much higher of them. Coming into the season, many people thought the Knicks were probably the biggest threat to the defending NBA champion Boston Celtics to get out of the first round of the NBA playoffs. Because the Knicks went 0-4 against the entire top of the NBA in terms of the Thunder, the Celtics, and the Cavaliers. You can throw the Lakers in as well. They lost to them twice. The Knicks have left so much to be desired, and they've been so unappealing, underwhelming, as we enter the last very part of this regular season, losing three in a row. Now, there's been guys in and out of the lineup. It hasn't necessarily been the entire Knicks team, but any hope to see some sign of life from the Knicks, you haven't seen. And you've heard it from Tom Thibodeau recently, talking about how he feels like this team, after the loss to the Cavaliers, in which they did not have Donovan Mitchell, that this is a Knicks team that is not in sync, that is not a rhythm, and they have everything to fix, both on offense and defense. Not something you want to hear heading into the postseason. So when things look as mid as they look for the Knicks right now, this is the kind of crap you get. You get people going on their shows, going on the internet, going on wherever, and jumping out of the window and picking a team that most people have not seen play 1 ounce of basketball this year. A lot of people do not watch the Detroit Pistons. I know most of you have not watched the Detroit Pistons this year. Pistons have played pretty well against the Knicks. But you typically with playoff basketball, you usually give the benefit of the doubt to the veteran team. You usually give the benefit of the doubt to the stars that have proven over time that they know what it takes to maneuver through an NBA postseason, because the NBA postseason is different than the NBA regular season. That is typically the respect you're supposed to get. But I think we're not seeing that respect given to the New York Knicks because there is little to no confidence in the current head coach. Tom Thibodeau has been the Knicks coach since 2019-2020. Or 2020-21, I'm sorry. He has done a fantastic job in terms of changing the culture of this organization. This was an organization that was absolutely in the doldrums when it comes to NBA basketball. A consistent lottery team, if they had their lottery pick. We know many years they did not. Consistent lottery team, no sniff at competing for championships, no sniff at bringing in star caliber players. Just nowhere near the standard you would expect from New York Knicks basketball, given where this team has been in other parts of their history. Tom Thibodeau came in, he's done a fantastic job. He's got the guys to buy in. He's got the guys to take the 82-game regular season seriously. At various points throughout his tenure, he's gotten the team to overcome serious injuries and still buy into a methodology and a strategy and a togetherness that has allowed them to sometimes play above their skis. These are all things that we can all respect about Tom Thibodeau. But let's call it like it is. We are no more in the underdog mentality when it comes to the New York Knicks. That stuff is dead. There was a time when we could go out there and you could have the side talk guys on 33rd Street and 7th Avenue going crazy, talking about Trae Young and talking about the Boston Celtics or whoever, and you know, doing crazy stuff and taking over 7th Avenue after a Knicks playoff win. That it was a time where that was appropriate because it had been so long since this NBA fan base had seen any kind of winning on that level. People say Knicks fans are going too hard. Well, if you dealt with about 20 years of losing or a decade of losing, you would go hard too. So I never had a problem with the fans that were acting in that way because it was truly a joyous moment to just get the fourth seed. It was truly a joyous moment just to win one playoff game. It was truly a joyous moment just to beat the Philadelphia Sixers and advance past the first round of the playoffs. It was a joyous moment to beat the Cavaliers and advance past the first round of the playoffs. Those were joyous moments because this is a fan base that hadn't seen it in 10 years, 15 years. So at that time, it was appropriate. But as soon as the Knicks started making the big swings, which is what we knew was going to happen with Leon Rose. Leon Rose was brought in to bring stars. He was brought in part because of his relationship with various teams and players amongst the NBA community. There was a feeling that the Knicks could turn this thing around and bring in true star talent that could finally get them over the top and get them the championship contention. What we saw this past year was a shift in the strategy amongst Leon Rose. I think for the first few years, you saw Leon Rose try to win by the margins, sign this guy here, sign that guy there, not signing guys to the hugest contracts, not trading for the absolute biggest superstars and mortgaging your future. You weren't seeing that from Leon Rose. We were seeing a lot more moves within the margins. That changed this offseason. When you make a trade like they did for Mikal Bridges, you give up all those first-round picks to the Brooklyn Nets to bring him in. You're not doing that in hopes that you can compete in the first round of playoffs against the Detroit Pistons. When you trade Julius Randle, who had been a multiple-time All-Star here in New York City, whether you liked him or you didn't, who accomplished a lot in this city, whether you liked him or you didn't, or Dante DiVincenzo, who became kind of one of the heart and soul pieces of the Knicks last season, a guy you just signed because of his relationship in part with Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart. You don't trade those guys for a superstar center in Karl-Anthony Towns to compete in the first round of the Pistons. You make these moves because you look at the roster, you look at your core talent pool, and you say, you know what? I think with the right stars around Jalen Brunson, around OG Anunoby, around Josh Hart, by the way, Anunoby, another big trade they made. We make one or two moves here or there, I think we could get all the way to the top. And the Knicks, despite making those moves, have seen pretty much no difference in standings. You want to talk about the 2024 New York Knicks last season in terms of how they finished? It was a team that won 50 games, and it was a team that got bounced in the second round of the playoffs after a bunch of injuries to the Pacers. The Knicks, after trading for Karl-Anthony Towns, trading for Mikal Bridges, losing five first-round picks, losing Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo, record right now, 50-31. So the Knicks right now are in a position where they could be staring down the barrel of making major moves that will definitely be felt in terms of the future building of this team. Karl-Anthony Towns has a massive contract that kicks in as we enter this next season. You have all these draft picks that you now have given to the Brooklyn Nets, which limits your ability to make other trades because you've given up so many picks. The Knicks are right at the apron when it comes to salary cap space and taxes, so you can't go much higher when it comes to bringing in other salary. These were the all-in moves by Leon Rose. And Tom Thibodeau, who we lauded, and I lauded as the start of this show, did a great job of changing the culture, making this team a winning team, understanding that there's a standard that is supposed to be held here in New York City and abiding by that and making sure the players understood that. The assignment has changed. The assignment is no longer 50 wins and a second round exit. The assignment is you got to show real signs that you can potentially win a championship. And the Knicks come in to this final game against the Brooklyn Nets, losing three straight. Really kind of uninspired basketball to watch, especially the Pistons. The way they finished against Pistons and Cavs were just not good things to see. Again, you got to take them with a grain of salt given the guys that were out, but still, not what you want to see entering the postseason. And we could talk about whether it's fair, whether it's not fair, or what about this Tibbs, what about that Tibbs. The bottom line is this. It's happened to Dwayne Casey. It's happened to Mark Jackson. It's happened to David Black. It's happened to Rick Carlisle. It's happened to Doug Collins. It's happened to Paul Westhead, who actually won an NBA championship. There are times when you're building a championship team that despite the solid job your coach has done, you have to take a realistic approach and look at yourself honestly and say, when we get to the mountaintop, does this coach have the right flexibility, the right temperament, the right foresight. Is he the right guy for when things get the toughest, which they will happen in the playoffs? Is he the right guy that can make the right moves and make the right changes to get you over the top? And newsflash for people who love Tom Thibodeau, he's never been that guy. Never. In Chicago, he went there, changed the culture, things got good, and then guys got hurt, and then he was eventually gone. Minnesota went there, changed the culture, guys got to understand what it meant to win, and then they started tuning him out, and then he was gone. This is typically the Tom Thibodeau experience. And when I think about his future as a Knicks head coach, I think things got a lot harder for him this week. Because you have the Denver Nuggets, who had an NBA championship coach on their bench, decide that they were going to make this move that we were talking about the Knicks potentially making. Saying, you know what, Michael Malone, you've been here for 10 years. You built us into a championship team. But we're seeing signs that we think that maybe you're not the guy to push us into the future. And therefore, we're going to make a move now. Whether that's right or wrong is not here for me to argue with. What I'm here to talk about is the argument that a lot of Tibbs defenders like to make is, well, if you're going to fire Tom Thibodeau, then who are you going to pick? Which is one of the dumbest arguments I've ever heard. Because all these other guys had to deal with that same thing. These other guys and the coaches I just named, all those guys were coaches that were fired that then those teams went on to win championships with other coaches. Those guys were replaced with some of the greatest coaches of all time. If the Bulls never fired Doug Collins, we would have never seen Phil Jackson. If the Warriors would have never fired Mark Jackson, we would have never seen Steve Kerr. If the Pistons would have never fired Rick Carlisle, Larry Brown maybe never wins a championship. And we're talking about some teams have upgraded in massive levels and have changed the course of NBA history with making these very difficult decisions. So miss me with the idea that the Knicks are immune from having to make this kind of decision, which is what you hear all the time. This idea that you don't know basketball or you don't know New York City or you don't know what it takes to get over the top if you even have a discussion about Tom Thibodeau's job security. It's ridiculous. And if we sit here, the Knicks look like they're staring down the barrel or potentially the same exact regular season that they had last season, but none of the good feels. Because last season, despite all those injuries, I think everyone here was thrilled to get to the playoffs. It was like, Philly, get them out of here. We're ready for the smoke. And they got them out of here. And I think they were ready for Indiana. And if it wasn't for OG Anunoby pulling his hamstring and all the injuries that happened, I think people would have definitely felt like the Knicks were going to get past them and face the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. The vibes were in totally different coming into the season, and it shouldn't be. This is supposed to be a better team this year. You added two All-Stars, at least All-Star caliber players. And yet the vibes are entirely worse. Who would we put that on? You put that on Leon Rose, you put that on Tom Thibodeau. The first strike is always going to go to the head coach. I'm sorry. Again, we want to talk about fairness, we want to talk about whatever. Tom Thibodeau was the guy that was supposed to bring this team over the hump. Team, you wanted a stretch big? Okay, we got your stretch big. You want another wing defender or we got you another wing defender? You got to figure it out at that point. So as we enter the regular season finale for the New York Knicks, I see it as something very simple. Tom Thibodeau, they get bounced out of the first round, Tom Thibodeau's gone. And I think you saw with how Leon Rose is making those brash moves in the offseason that we're in a different time. The Knicks are going to be aggressive. They're not going to sit on their hands when it comes to making game-changing decisions. You lose the first round of the Pistons, a team that has no business being on the court with the New York Knicks, in my opinion, then you're gone. And furthermore, I know the Celtics have owned the Knicks in the second round of the playoffs. I don't care. During the regular season, that's a team the Knicks would likely face in the second round of the playoffs. I don't care. If the Knicks go into the second round of the playoffs and they lose in four or five games to the Boston Celtics and they get absolutely smoked, a year after they went to game seven in the second round of the playoffs against the Indiana Pacers, after losing almost half their roster, if they take that, that would be a massive step back from what happened last season. And Tom Thibodeau should still be gone. So the way I look at it, Tom Thibodeau is absolutely coaching for his job. Mike Malone is out there, Queens native, grew up shooting baskets on the Madison Square Garden floor because his dad was an assistant coach. The stories write themselves. I've been manifesting this guy being the Knicks head coach for like 6 years. The tweets are out there. I keep retweeting them. So to me, there's no longer the argument, well, if not Tibbs, but who, there are guys now. Mike Malone is out there. Taylor Jenkins, who helped rebuild the Memphis Grizzlies, who just got fired by the Grizzlies, he's also out there. So we can't give me the, well, who else is out there to replace Tom Thibodeau. There are plenty of guys, people. I can point to guys that won championships. I can point to guys that won Coach of the Year. There are other candidates. There is life beyond Tom Thibodeau. I know it's hard for you to believe, but that is a reality. Other franchises have seen it, and they're still standing. T-Wolves lost Tom Thibodeau. Things got bad, but guess what? They got Anthony Edwards. They went to the conference finals last year. I don't think they're missing Tom Thibodeau. So I want to hear from you, New York City. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Is Tom Thibodeau coaching for his job? What does he have to do to assure you that he should remain Knicks head coach beyond this season? And I understand he has a contract extension that he just signed, which was foolish in my opinion that they gave it to him. But I don't think that's part of this calculus. James Dolan is a billionaire 3-4 times over. The Garden Prince money. I think if they had to make Tom Thibodeau go away, they will be fine doing that. So I don't want to hear about an extension being the reason why to keep him. That's not an excuse. Guys have been fired after signing extensions. What basketball reason do you have to keep Tom Thibodeau after this season if the Knicks fail in the first round of the playoffs or fail miserably in the second round of the playoffs? I don't think there is any. Because Tom Thibodeau teams typically have a ceiling, and he hasn't been able to crack through it in the like 10 years he's been the NBA head coach. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's a bad coach. He doesn't know what he's doing. Right? I'm not here to talk all crazy like that. But I'm keeping it real. Tom Thibodeau teams have a ceiling. And it feels like, despite the team changing the roster over, the Knicks are once again staring down the barrel of hitting that same ceiling of 50 wins and a second-round exit. And things have gotten so bad, and things have gotten so underwhelming.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
That now people think the Detroit Pistons have a shot against them. That's an indictment on Tom Thibodeau. I'm sorry.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.